In our ongoing chats about driving in the snow this year, today we are chatting about parking your car. First up, always park in marked areas. That way the snowplow knows where the cars are. Leave the car in gear, but don't put the handbrake on. Park facing slightly downhill or on a flat so you can start off easily. You may chock the wheels if necessary and turn the wheels away from the slope of the road. If you need to fit snow chains, i.e. a two-wheel drive vehicle, then sometimes it's wise to fit them overnight. That way, if it snows, you don't need to fit them in the morning. If you need to put your key in the door handle to open it, cover the lock overnight. Always remember to lift your wipers, and when trying to remove ice or snow from the windscreen, never use boiling water. Your windscreen could crack instantly. Instead, use slightly warm water and an ice scraper. Don't try using your wipers. Better still, start the engine and put the defroster on while the engine is warming up. This will also allow any snow on the bonnet to slide off. When driving off, do it slowly and be aware of any snow on the road if you brake. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
Have you checked out ecocarguide.com.au yet? It is your new go-to resource for everything on electric and electrified vehicles. Head to ecocarguide.com.au now for a review of the Genesis GV70 EV. Family-size SUVs can also be electrified, like the Santa Fe Highlander Hybrid. Check out a review of that one as well. There's so much to see, so much to read. EcoCarGuide.com.au, your go-to resource for everything EV.